It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show proudly sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second and a half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA. Visit goguida.com. We knew today's show was important. We had to change at the last minute without even telling Jack, producer of the show, third host of the show,
right,
that we were changing. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, no.
Thought you needed it.
Yeah.
An intervention for Jack, as Jack is terrified of the Mets.
It's kind of helping.
So, is it?
Well, it is, because I haven't seen the Mets play in 20 hours.
Almost 20 hours.
7:30 tonight?
7:30 tonight.
Yeah.
Is that the late game?
No. I don't know why they moved it back today.
Well, Padres will be the late
game. Padres will
be
That's
what I would have thought, but they started at 7:30 last night, didn't they?
So Mets are 7:38, and the Padres are an hour later, same time as last night.
Okay.
So they're going to put them on at the same time.
Which is dumb. Like, you might as well just kill the Orioles-Royals series, but whatever.
I forgot that series was happening.
Yeah.
The Royals might have the best player in the sport, and I even forgot the entire thing was happening.
Witt Jr.?
The series is happening.
Witt Jr.?
Yeah, that dude's awesome.
Yeah, it's Triple Crown.
Yeah, that guy's awesome, man. One thing.
Triple Crown. Well, he led the league in hits.
But yeah.
Well, we know what you meant. Yeah.
Triple Crown-ish kind of player.
Yes.
Yeah. The thing that I'm still terrified of the Mets, but the thing that I've come to during this show. That is something that Jack and I talked about, is beating the Mets would be awesome. Having that over Mets fans when they are as excited as they are, crushing their dreams, would be great. I do have a personal stake here in that I have too many Met fans in my life, even though WFAN is the flagship station of the Yankees. There are more Mets fans than there are Yankees fans there. And I dealt with them a lot. And I know how they must be right now. And it's very annoying. Think about the way that Knicks fans were. Imagine being there. So beating them and holding that over their heads would be amazing. So while beating the Brewers would be great, you know, moving on, we have bigger things. Beating the Mets, I think, would be a little bit better than that. Glenn in Somerton, you're on WIP.
Hi, Spike. This is my first time calling the station. I listen to you guys all the time when I get the chance.
Awesome.
I was eating lunch and I heard you guys. I don't want you to be upset because I'm not. Got to keep our spirits up.
Yes.
We have great players here and we all know how to win. Spike, and what I've done lately, more of like a hobby, I've done it for a couple of years, but especially last year, I write these creative sports poems, and I've written
yes.
a lot about the Phillies last year.
Yes.
And I have one, if I can kind of read it to help Jack and everybody come around. Ike is kind of keeping his spirits up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but the one thing he hasn't done, Glenn, is a poem. And I was waiting for somebody with a poem. I thought Ike, if he really believed in the show, would have had a sports poem ready.
I do not have a poem ready
so,
for everybody.
So, Glenn, you are coming through where we need you. Just past mid-show, we're in the climax of the show. Pause. So Glenn, give us the poem.
Okay, here
yes.
goes. A special night. Monday night was great for baseball at the park. It was cool and the stadium lights shined brightly in the dark. 42,000 plus fans came out to see the Phillies play. We are the best team in baseball, they say. The Chicago Cubs have some star players on their team. Mm. This season they came up short, it does seem. Mm-hmm. Aaron Nola was awesome in the game. He will definitely be on the Phillies Wall of Fame. Nola pitched for 6 innings and got 7 batters out. He is a top 5 pitcher in MLB without a doubt. Yes. Bryce Harper, Alec Boehm, Nick Castellanos, and JT Realmuto played their hearts out all season, hoping to have the best record in baseball and be division champs is the reason. Matt Strom has been lights out when the coach puts him in.
Keep going.
He stays focused because his goal is to help the team win. Pitcher Carlos Estevez got the final 3 outs.
Yes.
CBP was full of happy screams and shouts. The Phillies beat the Cubs 6-2 and are the winner. They can go celebrate and have dinner.
Ah.
It feels great to have the team be MLB National League Division Champs this year. Don't worry. The players are focused on winning the World Series. Have no fear.
That was great.
Oh, yes.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
All that right. Awesome, Glenn.
P-H-L-L-I-E-S.
Phillies.
Go Phillies.
All right, Glenn. Appreciate you, brother. I was like, is he going to recap the whole season when he brought in the Cubs?
Just the Mets. Game against the Cubs to win the division.
Yeah, that was excellent. That Ike
didn't see the dinner. Yes. The dinner part coming.
I did not see that one coming, yeah. Well, and I know a poem doesn't necessarily have to rhyme every line.
No, you don't know anything about poetry.
No, I'm just saying it did. I didn't know if he was just reading a book or something versus it being a poem. It wasn't until the dinner line that I figured it out. Like, oh, there's something that rhymes.
You've done a lot today, Ike, but you did not do that.
I did not. I don't think I have the ability to do that.
Come on, man. A little slam poetry?
Yep. Ooh.
I couldn't even write raps when I was a kid, man.
I know.
Everybody used to try to write a rap.
Yeah, you never tried?
I
tried to.
It's like a nursery rhyme. Yeah.
It didn't work.
Yes, it did not work.
Once I realized I didn't have the capabilities to rhyme everything together, I was like, I'm not going to be Eminem. So on to the next one.
Eminem.
Oh, God, that was the best moment of my life, that poem. I love that poem. I love that poem. Well, everybody's been waiting. Every Wednesday at 4:30, we introduce the new Insider of the Year Power Ranking.
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
I will never understand why somebody gets hurt at the end of the intro there.
Nope, but great job battle.
Yep, great job battle. Awesome. So, Eagles Insider of the Year, we will give power rankings every week. We will award the trophy to the victor after the Eagles season is over. We want to figure out who the best and brightest star of the Eagles Insider of the Year is. The Eagles Insiders are. Last week was a shocking power rankings as Elliott Shore Parks went from number one to out of the power rankings. Fair to mention that he did get number one because of whining and crying that things weren't fair. Didn't like it.
Yep.
So here are the power rankings from last week. Number 5, Howard Eskin. Number 4, Joe Santaliquido. Number 3, Chris from Middletown. Number 2, Ike Reese. And number 1, the newspaper reporter.
Okay.
Ike's number 2 and complains all the time, too. So fair to mention. Here are the Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings this week.
I'm like the coaches. When the coaches poll used to come out,
yes.
They always complain.
Always
no
complain.
Yeah.
We started this. Didn't even think you'd be in the power rankings. But in any case, we do have a change. Hmm. Somebody has exited the power rankings and someone has entered. I will say the person that has exited the power rankings is Chris from Middletown.
Yes, it's about time.
Yeah, he had his star was shining brightly very quickly, but then he screwed up the Isaiah Rogers will start on the outside report.
Yep. I forgot about that.
He shot his shot.
Yep. And then he's been silent. His only report so far is that there's no way the Eagles will trade for Hassan Reddick. And we found out later that week from Ian Rappaport, the Eagles are not allowed to trade for Hassan Reddick.
So he doesn't even get credit for
no.
that?
No.
Because if he had an insider, that insider would have said to him.
Right, you would have told him that they're not allowed.
They're not allowed.
Yes, now you're right.
Quite honestly, it's amazing that it took Ian Rappaport to that moment for someone to just call over and go, hey, are we allowed to do this? So.
And I can imagine the Eagles sitting there listening, like, these idiots don't even know that we're not even allowed
yes,
to do this.
They're doing
horrible. Or did the Eagles know they weren't allowed to do
that's
it?
That's my bigger question.
Yeah, that's a question,
I
too.
That's what you were thinking. Like, maybe the Eagles thought.
They made the call. They're like, oh, nah. It's, what a stupid rule, anyway.
Yeah.
But yes, Chris in Middletown, I thought we had something.
Yeah, with him.
Yeah, see, yeah. You thought you had something.
I thought we had Schefter.
Yes.
Jack and I said privately, I said to him, and I'll own this, I said, I know Chris from Middletown's definitely got a guy. I can feel it. Yeah.
And I'm like, no, he doesn't.
Well, it's question now. Now, he's on our radar. He can get back in there. But as of right now, he's been silent since his bad report on Isaiah Rodgers.
Correct.
So here are the top five rankings for the Eagles Insider of the Year. Right. Number five, and hanging on by a thread, as he is compromised by the worm, Howard Eskin.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, the king.
Yeah.
Hanging
a little
in there.
Too much defending of Nick.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Well, I understand that.
Yeah, I know. He's got to do the work.
Not his fault.
It's the player.
It's the player.
And the seed oils.
Seed oil.
Nick is a better coach than Bill Belichick. I don't care how many Super
Bowls
he's won.
Yeah, that's where
he loses
me right there. Yeah. You lose me with that.
Yeah.
I would rather have Nick than Bill Belichick.
I had to take on the worm last night.
Yeah, I know. How was that?
It was good. I feel like I had to shake him. He was so wrong.
You see it coming out of his ear, the worm.
Yeah.
It's a big worm they shoved
about
in
Belichick.
There.
Just per usual. Wrong.
The big Dom had to hold him down to put that worm in there. Yeah. That's how big it is. All right. Number four, hanging on tight, is Joe Santoliquido. Now, it's fair to say Joe Santoliquido has not reported anything this year.
Or written an article.
but we do
Lifetime
know.
Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yeah, when things go bad, Joe Santoliquido finds some people to talk.
He will come out somewhere, yes.
I just know that there's an article coming, so that's all. Number three, getting his way back into the rankings, is Elliot Shore Parks. And here's what got him back into the rankings. Several times over the last 2 weeks, Elliot has asked the most difficult questions that we wanted the answer to at press conferences. And he did ask Mike Clay, is that his name?
I know
it's
Michael Clay. Yeah.
Michael Clay about Devin White not participating in special teams and got a good answer out of him. And being an insider is about reports, but it's also about asking the right questions. And Elliot has asked good questions.
Well, and he got the Jalen quote, all that
stuff. He got the Jalen quote. So credit to Elliot. He moves up to number three.
Speaking about worm on worm crime.
Yes.
Howard not happy with Elliot's question to Jalen.
Oh, yeah, he was. Yeah, I heard that. He was talking about why didn't he follow up?
Why didn't he even ask that?
It doesn't make any sense. They love each other.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong. Don't look that way.
I think he was mad he didn't follow up.
Yeah.
He was mad he didn't follow up. Yeah. Because Howard's, big J.
Well, sometimes you're not allowed to follow up.
It was allowed. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's the question of the press conference.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
See, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, well.
Well, if Howard was so concerned, he should have asked the question.
Why doesn't Howard ask the follow-up?
Yeah, I don't hear a lot of hard questions.
Or did the worm say no?
Yeah.
No.
Don't ask that. Okay. Hanging in there at number two.
Y'all are creepy, man. I'm telling you.
Hanging in there at number two is Ike Reese.
Congratulations, Ike.
Still in there. Yeah. I'm still in there. I thought y'all might have dropped me out. No. I don't know what you two.
There's a committee.
Well, exactly.
I don't know how many times. Sometimes I'm heard. Sometimes I'm not heard.
Well. Oh, as the committee.
As part of the committee.
Well, there are also other members of the committee besides us three.
Okay.
There's a committee of like, it's like the Oscars.
Yeah. Sure.
It's like hundreds of people that vote on this. So Ike Reese at number two. And
I could use a nice Ike, like, you know, scoop here.
I'd say this.
Every once in a while.
Well, it feels like we're waiting on it.
Yeah. Know?
Well.
Like Joe
Santos. I'm working on it still.
Okay. No, I know. Right. No, I know. I feel you. You're working on something.
Well, the thing with Ike is Ike has moved from dark horse to Ike's just one of the competitors
the
now.
Guys. Thank you.
Yeah. So you
that.
Have to. You're judged on that standard. So and number one.
I'm not getting Justin Simmons. So
yeah. No, you happening. Didn't get that one. And number one, still, much to everyone's dismay, the entire committee's dismay, the newspaper reporter.
Yeah.
I think he pissed off Nick. He has no problem following up. That guy does.
No.
So I got to give him credit on that.
There's no worm in McClain.
They don't even want him to follow up.
Yeah.
They don't even want him asking a question.
Yeah.
If we're being fair about it.
So I can tell you, one guy that does not have the worm, it is the newspaper reporter. There's no worm there. Yeah. So congratulations to everyone involved. You know, this is it's a long journey. It's like a baseball season almost. Yeah. You know, we have these rankings every week. So there you go. The Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings. The Twitter question this week brought to you, or today rather, brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is designing the ultimate championship ring for our listeners. Vote on the design. Find out how to win at 94WIP.com/Mark's. Would you be nervous about playing the Mets in the NLDS? The question has stayed pretty steady at 54% yes.
Yes.
Chris in Wilmington, you're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's up, guys? Jack, take that bet and then parlay it to Hurts any time turnover. That'll help you out really good.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Wait, a Mets win and it hurts any time turnover?
Yeah.
Not bad.
But the Mets hitting is more sustainable than the Phillies. The Phillies rely too much on the long ball. I just watched last night. The Mets are two outs, six runs, just beat up on the Brewers pitching, and they're going to beat up on them tonight. And then for the Philly series, they'll split in Philly, and in New York, they'll be their bells ringing. Just we'll be hearing Timmy Trumpet.
Wow. Are you a Mets? You feel like a Mets fan.
I am.
I knew it. You're gone. I knew it.
Snuck in there, man.
I could smell him. When he started talking about Timmy Trumpet,
Timmy Trumpet is a giveaway.
Yeah.
The hell is Timmy Trumpet?
The music that Diaz has, that, you know, he comes out to that music. That was actually, everyone pointed, so 2 years ago when the Mets collapsed, they had Timmy Trumpet play the music live.
Yes, I do remember
and
that.
And everyone blames that moment because they had Timmy Trumpet there, and Diaz didn't pitch. And then they brought him back again and again and again until Diaz pitched. And everyone sort of pointed to that.
Sounds like a good person to have throw out the first pitch on Saturday.
Get Timmy Trumpet to throw out the first pitch. I wouldn't mind that.
I think it's a
revenge
good idea.
Revenge against the Mets.
Yeah, wouldn't mind that. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Wow.
Yep. Late in the show.
What you saying wow for, Ike?
Well, I'm not. It's been a long time since you called this late in the show.
Hey, man, you know, we had a meeting today. I got to pay the bill. You know, my son can eat a whole box of fruit snacks in a day. Them ain't cheap. I got these toys is expensive, so, you know, I had to put work first today, you know.
Nothing wrong with that.
We can appreciate. One day we'll do that, too.
Hey, but, you know, Jack, Spike and Jack, y'all funny, you know. Spike is a professional boxer. You know, he's been doing this for a while. He know how to bob and weave. You know, Jack ain't no bob and weave. He a nice guy. You know, he don't want that smoke.
Mm-mm.
That's why he nervous. Y'all, the worm. Oh, that karma, I'm telling y'all. Y'all better stop. That's why Jack is nervous. Ain't no Mets. Anybody afraid of no Mets?
Oh, you think Jack is nervous because of what? You said karma.
The repercussions of how I've talked about probably the football team and the quarterback.
Gotcha.
100% a part of it.
Yeah.
They said 100% a part of it.
That's his real nerve because he don't want to have to come here. Because me, I'm a Phillies fan. I want the Phillies to win. But, you know, he don't want to have to come here and deal with, you know, the OGs.
The OG Wade, yeah.
It's Elliot. Elliot's a part of that.
Elliot, Jay in West Philly.
Spike.
And here's the thing, Chuck. Chuck got a worm. My boy Chuck got a Phillies worm in him because he know if them Phillies go home, watch how his tone change. Oh, Bryce Harper, the guy, he ain't gonna have. But you know, deep down, that boy Chuck gonna be mad if them Phillies come on. And Jack don't want to deal with that.
Yeah,
I'm not afraid of no Mets.
Well, I am afraid of the Mets.
I ain't afraid of no Mets, man. We got hey. Y'all told me we got the real Michael Jordan on the Phillies, right? MVP twice.
That's right.
What?
That's right.
Cy Young possible winner this year. Man,
that's right.
Stop playing with me. I ain't scared of no Mets winner. I'm picking these dudes to win the championship, just like I'm still picking the Birds winning. I'm not, man. This love run deep, man. These dudes, they want it, man. We've been on the doorstep the past 2 years, man. This is the season we're gonna get it done. I'm
yes.
telling y'all. And one more thing, who on this show is the snitch? Because somebody's selling, now they're snitching that the man's selling his tickets. Somebody's snitching, I'm calling the morning show. Come on now. Stop snitching out here. Come on.
We got people everywhere. We got people everywhere.
Nah, that ain't no people. Put your name on it. Hey, man, listen. Hey, I get it. Everybody, look. My car's still on fire, and I'm calling at 5 o'clock almost. It's the personality. It ain't got nothing to do with the slot. Lead off hitter. I pitch it if I need to, baby. You know, I bring the fire. Jack, Philly's going to be all right, baby.
Thank you, Corey.
Right. No, we got this thing in 4 games, Corey.
Exactly. Sweet, baby. Get the brooms out.
Mm. All right, Corey. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, sweep I don't know about.
I'll take 4.
All right, Corey. Thank you.
Well, then, would that mean?
What?
I say the Phillies in 4, but I'm trying to figure out, does that mean Nola loses game 2 and then we go up to New York and win 2? Or do we win 2 here and then split up there?
I would prefer winning 2 here.
Well, that means Sanchez has to lose game 3.
Or do we know?
I'm saying if you win it in 4.
Yeah.
We don't know what the rotation is yet, though.
That's a good point. We still don't know the rotation.
Right, Jack? Right? We don't know if Chris Sanchez is pitching game 2.
Yeah, come on, Mr. Insider.
Yeah.
I think it's going to
be Nola.
I think it's going to be Nola.
Yeah.
I can't read him, man. I can't read him.
I actually don't know.
Yes, yeah. I'm like, I don't know him.
You know, Corey did touch on something, and Jack admitted to it, is that part of the fear is Jack...
Okay, so here, and let me just jump in here.
Yeah.
Oh my God. If I have to hear, well, where's Bryce game 6 and 7 against the Diamondbacks? Yeah. Like, I don't need a summer of that or a winter of that.
Yes.
Or next year when we do top 11 and name him number 1, I don't need Bryce being torn down. Now, at the same time, we can't live off Bedlam at the Bank forever.
No.
So, like, we need to re-update the resume. Now, he was great last year until game 6 and 7. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, a part of it is that.
See, I feel like, since they clinched and won the East, per se, since they clinched the division, and they had a celebration that night, and we were all feeling good, you just have to get that feeling back. You've lost it.
Yeah.
You've lost it. Go look at the celebration. Don't focus on the celebration. I want you to look at the beginning of it. John Middleton and his words and how that team reacted when he said he wanted his bleeping trophy back. I haven't forgotten that.
I know.
And I know that feeling I had that night when I was like, they're going to go win this thing. And it's just been a while since they've played. And so we've lost that sort of excitement about the Phillies in the postseason.
And the National Series was gross.
Yes, exactly. You know, they didn't go down there and beat. Yes, you're right. No, you're absolutely right. They played 2 games down there and it was gross.
I know it doesn't mean anything, but if they had swept the Nationals, I do.
There would be a different feeling.
It would be a different feeling.
Yep.
But they got to D.C. and it felt like they were not playing. They were done. They were ready for the playoffs.
Once they got the, when they clinched the division, is that the night they knew they had at least a 2 seed?
No, I think that was a couple of nights later.
Okay, yeah.
They headed into...
It was the next night.
They headed into Washington knowing they had a bye, but they had to win a couple games to be the 1 seed.
Yes, because we talked to Schwarber on that Friday about the 1 seed. We knew they had the bye.
They knew they had the bye already.
Yeah, because they celebrated on Tuesday, yes.
Right.
And the third game against...
They won that third game.
No, they celebrated Monday.
Monday,
and then they won the Wednesday, and that's when you wanted them to celebrate.
Yes,
but that's when they got the two seed.
Yes,
on Wednesday.
Yes. And it feels like they took their foot off the gas ever since then.
They did. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. So
I don't think they really wanted the one seed.
Well, I don't think they really wanted the one seed.
They may have thought in their brains they wanted the one seed, but they didn't. They didn't play like they wanted the one seed. They didn't approach that. And I do think that's a mistake. But whatever. It is what it is. Yeah. So we have 1 hour left of this intervention. I do think Jack is in a 8% better place than when we started. A
little bit better.
A little bit better.
Feels like it. I feel better.
Yeah. I mean, well, you felt good coming into it.
Well, but I mean, I feel better about him.
Yes. You've done a lot of work.
Yes.
Today.
Well, I feel better because, in part, I rely on him as well. Like Big Aaron was talking about.
Yes.
So part of me was really trying to restore his faith and get him going again, because when he's that way, then I can really feel that way.
Big Aaron was real. He was like, I don't know, man. I trust Jack on this.
Yeah. Coughing all into the phone.
Yeah, he sounded choking.
Sick.
Whoa.
So we have 1 hour left on the intervention to make Jack and all of us feel better about the Mets series. 215-592-9494.
Until the Mets win tonight.
Yes. Now,
until we see them again.
Now, I am sure the top five at five, which is coming up next and is everybody's favorite, you know, part of the WIP afternoon show, will be something that gets everybody way back into this. Jack, what do we have to look forward to on the top five at five?
Five reasons why I'm worried about the Mets.
All right. So we're going to need all of that hour.
Five reasons I'm worried about the
I think
Mets.
All right.
We're going to need all of that
I think
hour.
I just need to let it all out today.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I think you do. Yes.
Thank you.
I think you do.
Today's show is sponsored.
Don't be fraud questions about me. Okay.
Today's show is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second and a half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.